Hello everyone, I'm Tony Inadio from the History Department, and today I'd like to talk about giving feedback on student essays. In Microsoft Word, there are a lot of options for providing feedback, and in the past I've used the review and markup features. They're useful, but can be very time-consuming, and they always involve the extra step of informing students on how to view the comments and so on. And I'm not always sure that students read them. What I do not like about using markup review is that I am typing the same comments over and over and over again. So I'll explain a different way to provide feedback, even though it probably won't work for everyone. So typically when I receive a student's essay, I will reply and ask to schedule a phone call. All of my essays are either 8, 10, or 12 pages, and there are either two or three for each student. Usually about 30 minutes, sometimes an hour before the call, I will read the essay, place a bunch of yellow electronic highlights in the document, and then email it to the student. When they open the document and can see the highlights, they call me and we go through each of them together. I generally only highlight errors in the paper, and I generally only highlight them once in the essay. And I'll follow up with comments. You know, I'll explain each one with comments such as, when writing a formal history essay, use third person. Do not use contractions. Avoid passive voice. Avoid colloquialism. You must do more than describe. You must explain how and why, etc. The students are taking notes, and they're always free to ask any questions. Most of my comments tend to be for grammar, structure, organization. We do discuss content, but most of the time we've already discussed content before they begin writing their essay, so they do have some understanding of what I'm looking for. I'll go over the whole essay with the student on the telephone, and many students have told me that no one has ever explained writing like that to them. They're generally thankful. And sometimes there are a great many errors in the essay, but I tell them that I mostly grade them on content and that I don't average the essays. If they show me improvement over the second and third essays, then I reward them. And normally there are fewer errors in the second and third essay anyway after we've gone through this the first time. And they don't take quite as long to grade. And even though I offer them the option, most students really don't want feedback on their third and final essay, or they don't want all the highlights in them. Sometimes it's just a phone call about some of the ideas. And by then they have a good sense of what I'm looking for. So most of the heavy lifting occurs in the beginning, which is most commonly where it's needed anyway. And as the term progresses, the students often catch their stride. I really find this verbal communication and their note-taking gives them a bit more reinforcement over them simply reading comments in the markup review. Plus, I've had some incredible conversations with students, and I get to know them in ways I would not have with just written feedback. So to summarize, after a student submits an essay, we set up a phone call. I read, grade, and highlight the essay right before our call. I generally only highlight an error once in the essay. They take notes and ask questions. Usually there is improvement over the next essays. Most students do not want their final essay highlighted, and phone conversations are very rewarding. As I mentioned, this method won't be for everyone, but give it a try, and if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.